Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is warm, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze brings a touch of relief. It's a pleasant day to be outside, enjoying the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, an Iranian military source claims about 70% of the targets in their operation against the U.S. were successfully achieved following attacks on American bases in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan. This comes from Walla earlier today. Also, President Erdogan states that Israel's attacks on Syria and Lebanon threaten Turkey and the entire Mediterranean region. This report comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Erdogan warns of a strong response if Turkish or Turkish Cypriot rights are harmed by Israeli actions in the region. Ynet reported this in the past hour. Separately, Israel Defense Forces have eliminated two key Hamas financial officials in Gaza. This was reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Israel struck Iran military targets following an Iranian missile attack, marking a new phase in the conflict. Axios had this story from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N. EWS English posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu criticized Erdogan, calling him an anti-Semitic dictator who cannot preach morality. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted a short time ago that Erdogan equated Netanyahu with Hitler, highlighting silence towards what he termed genocidal actions. Belaz News reported just in that former U.S. President Trump stated Iran is all talk and no action, and warned they will have to pay the price. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian military operation. According to Walla, Iran claims success in hitting U.S. targets in the Middle East. The attacks on military bases in Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan highlight rising tensions. The operation suggests a significant escalation in Iran's regional strategy, which could impact diplomatic relations. Turning to Erdogan's comments on Israel's actions, as reported by the Jerusalem Post and Ynet, Erdogan accused Israel of destabilizing the Mediterranean. He warned of potential repercussions for Turkish interests. This rhetoric reflects the strained relations between Turkey and Israel, raising concerns over regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent actions in Gaza, I-24 News reported the elimination of two Hamas financial operatives. This move targets the financial backbone of Hamas operations. It signifies Israel's ongoing efforts to weaken Hamas's infrastructure, affecting the group's operational capabilities. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a successful method leading to price increases in Israel, despite a strong dollar and euro. This trend could spark a wave of hikes affecting consumers, particularly in the pet food sector. Separately, Globes reports that Teva will lay off 250 employees in its active pharmaceutical ingredients division in Israel. The company had been in talks to sell this activity, but no deal was reached. This move might impact Teva's operational strategies and workforce morale. And finally, Ynet Business notes that SpaceX, Anthropic, and OpenAI are heading for IPOs on Wall Street. These companies, linked to advanced technologies and Elon Musk's ventures, are preparing for public listings. Their success could set new benchmarks for AI and space exploration industries. You've been listening to Israel 18 News. On Wednesday, our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.